breakfast. Spend the next little while enjoying this Basil and Zabe podcast. Spend $30 or more on fragrances for Mum at Chemist Warehouse online to get free, fast delivery straight to your door within 3 hours. T's and C's at chemistwarehouse.com.au.
Yes, here it is, the Thursday edition of the potty, and Scooter's in the news, not in a good way, X, and we took a lot of calls.
Like around the world, Baz, a lot of accidents happening with the e-scooters as they become quite prominent in society. Tell you what, it was good to catch up with a mate, Liam Duggan. They're obviously down and out at the moment.
Little bit of pain for them. We trialled something new on the Triple M Breakfast program today, what we're calling Triple M's 50-50 Qantas and Virgin in the spotlight.
Yeah, surprise.
Speaking of the spotlight, little Teddy. Sometimes when it goes wrong, it can go wrong.
The bad. Old banana man.
Yeah, don't try that at home. Well, Teddy did. All of that and a whole lot more in the potty. Enjoy. What's going on with little Teddy, X?
Baz, you know, Liam's been doing the Women of Leadership course or something or other where they do Pilates. And you know what? There's going to be a Chanel pop-up store there today, probably. That's how well that's going. Came home in the exercise gear again yesterday. I've had the kids yesterday, 9 o'clock, got home straight away. Got the tin lids because we weren't able to get the nannies and the grandparents are away. Anyway, so I'm in charge of everything. You know, you get a little feed for morning tea if you're hungry, donut, and then lunch, and then bits and pieces along the way into dinner, and then Em came home. Anyway, during the day, Ted kept saying, as you'd know with young Anthony, Dad, I'm hungry. Dad, I'm hungry. Dad, I'm hungry. It doesn't bloody stop.
And you say, hang on, mate, you just had something 2 minutes ago.
Exactly right. And anyway, for some reason, usually he's angling for ice cream, the little bugger. This time, yeah. I don't even know why, but I said, oh, mate, grab a banana. So he goes, yeah, okay, good idea. So off he goes and grabs a banana. Yeah. Then about 20 minutes later, oh, I'm hungry, I want another banana. I said, mate, grab another banana. They're good for you. Go have another banana.
Nothing wrong with eating bananas.
Then an hour later, I went into his room and he's just chilling in there and he's got another banana. Oh, so three bananas he's eaten in about an hour and a half.
Later
on in the day, he's grabbed another banana. Four bananas in 2 hours he's had.
That's a record. No man has ever eaten four bananas in two hours.
Bananas, 2 hours. Anyway, we're sitting on the couch and he's sort of sitting half on my legs, on my lap, watching his little videos on his phone.
Yeah, out comes the videos in the afternoons, doesn't it?
Yeah, just a little slow down for Dad.
Yeah, of course.
And he's farted on me. What? And I said, mate, you just fart on me? He goes, no, Dad, I farted on the couch. I said, oh, well, it's sort of on my leg, but I understand what you're saying. Anyway, I just took note of it. I thought that was weird. Why would he do that?
Thank you, Teddy.
About 2 hours later, Em comes home.
Uh-oh.
And Ted's walking around. He's had his shower. He's eaten his dinner. Mm. And I hear, oh, no, Mum. Oh, no, Mum. Oh, no, Mum.
Uh-oh. No. No. No, X-Man.
He's shit on the floor.
Oh.
Four bananas that just ripped the young fella apart, and he's been toilet trained for a year and a half. Oh, no, Mum. Oh, no. And the last thing I would have thought of what he did in the living room yesterday, he's as toilet trained as you get. Never made a blunder there. Well, yesterday.
So the bananas have gone straight through
The bananas have absolutely torn the little fella to pieces. Oh. So he couldn't even get to the toilet. It was just everywhere. The little three-year-old. But he's, as I said, toilet train goes, what has he eaten? I said, oh, well, we had a banana there. Yeah, nothing stands out, Em. Nothing stands out to me.
X, that's hard to hear, hard to listen to, and we all feel sorry for little Ted. But maybe it helps us better understand what was going on with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
We want to get you in on this one straight away. I think it's important, X, that we have a conversation here, and we need to have it sort of all together. We need to lay it all out in the open and discuss the topic of e-scooters and whether we think they're worth persevering with, or are we just gun-shy because of a couple of terrible, terrible incidents. Firstly, our deepest condolences to father of three, Kim Rowe, who was riding along Yale Road in Thornley about 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday. He turned a blind corner at Nicholson Road and collided with a cyclist travelling in the opposite direction. Mm. Police said the 46-year-old received critical injuries. He was rushed to Fiona Stanley, but tragically the e-scooter rider has died. Our profound condolences to Kim Rowe's family. That is so sad and so tragic. Working out, doing his best for his family, didn't make it home.
So
hard to believe.
Yeah, hard to believe, Basil. And we had this on the board to talk about this morning. Prior to this information, that's just landed on my desk, that there's been another e-scooter collision. An e-scooter and a car have collided in Guildford around 5:30 this morning. On the corner of Meadow and Stirling Streets. The man in his 40s was taken away with injuries that aren't life-threatening, though. So then that's just happened this morning after we decided that this topic's kicking around and it's become quite a serious topic.
And of course, we know that's not the only death to have occurred with e-scooters. There was another one only about a month or so ago. And we do know that the rules around e-scooters are still being looked at, but what is obvious is there are a lot more e-scooters around at the moment, and we know we've spoken about the trial of e-scooters that's happening in the city of Stirling at the moment, and so therefore around the Scarborough Beach area and up and down West Coast Highway, there are a lot more of those bright orange scooters. 133353. Do we need to do something about it? And I say that with a bit of a question mark, X, because
there was 32 people presenting to ED from e-scooter accidents last year.
Yeah.
So is 32, is that greater than bikes?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because you can't just say, even though there was the tragic death that we've just spoken about and the other incident this morning and the tragic death a month or so ago, you can't just point blank go, well, you've got to ban those. Because you would have banned cars, you would have banned pedestrians walking across intersections, you would have banned all sorts of things had it just been you were judging it by fatalities or other incidents. So do we need to control it in a better way?
Well, the limits at the moment on bike paths is 25 kilometres an hour, which is probably less than the bikes can fly along. 10 Ks on footpaths, and of course you must abide by the road rules. So, I mean, you can't go down to the Scarborough Sporty, fill yourself up to the brim and go, I'm not drink driving, I'm going to jump on the scooter and whiz home. That's illegal as well. So the road rules remain exactly as what they are as a driver, just those speed caps.
Yeah, the staggering thing with this one is, or unusual thing, the cyclist, a 52-year-old man, he only received minor injuries and was treated at the scene, but Mr. Rowe dead. He was the scooter rider, and of course, as we mentioned, a 13-year-old boy was flung from his scooter and later died. That was in Butler earlier this year. People want to have their say. How do we handle this situation better? What do we need to do? What does the community want to have happen? Jess, Eric, Grace, and lots of others on the line. Jess, good morning. What would you like to say?
Hey, I'd just like to say I was driving last night through the Stirling area and there was this e-scooter driving next to me. It was a one-lane street, 60 zone, and this guy just comes flying past me, overtakes me in the same lane I'm in. And I just think, like, there's no surprise, really, that there's all these tragedies when there's people like this. Crazy to see. I was, like, beyond shocked. I didn't know what to do.
They're dark often, and unless the scooter rider is wearing almost high-vis X or, you know, that sort of thing, it can be... And Jess is right, it's the element of surprise. They're quiet, you hardly hear them, and they can scoot in and scoot out. Obviously, as the name suggests, they are scooters. They can appear suddenly where you're totally not expecting to be looking for them.
No, I don't expect them. I mean, in daytime, the orange ones, they're great. They stand out. But you still don't expect them to be there, which is on the driver as well. I get that. But those speeds are incredible. Some of them go out. Eric, good morning.
Thanks, Jess.
Morning, Zay, Baz. How are you?
Good, mate.
Good, mate.
E-scooters, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, mate. Mate, I've had one with my wife as well. They're both in our mid-50s, had them over 12 months. Mm-hmm. We ride them safely to the government regulations. We wear helmets. We have lights on them. And I believe they're very handy. Now, I feel sorry for these people, excuse me, that have passed away. But do we ban cars? Do we ban push bikes? Do we ban everything? It really comes down to the person riding it, how you drive it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. And we were very careful to say that at the top of the conversation. I don't believe, and I'm certainly not sitting here going, right, that's it, we've got to ban them, another man's died, it's not fair. But we have to work out how we're going to get the community to use them safely all the time. And Eric, I absolutely accept that you and your family are doing that. But we need, I think, a closer examination of the rules, X, to make sure that more people are doing the right thing more often. Because in the end, we don't want more people being knocked off. It's as simple as that.
And undoubtedly, if I've had a few drinks, in your mind, you go, well, it's way safer than driving a car. I'm just going to jump on my scooter and whiz home. Like I can see that. And I'm not saying these people were drinking at all. I think he was heading home from work, the man who passed away the other day, but yeah, it's there's a lot of, yeah, the speed.
So, well, that's a good question, X, at the moment then. So say you're at the Scarborough Sporty and you had your e-scooter there. Is it, I mean, does any rule cover you jumping on the scooter if you've had
not,
a drink?
Not allowed to. Illegal.
So you're not, any motor vehicle device or something like that, even though there's no license for those. And even though you could be on the footpath,
illegal. If you're right. if you're stung on them, you're not allowed to be on them.
Okay, all right. Grace is with us from Ascot. Grace, morning. Thanks, Eric, by the way, and we appreciate it. And again, we know you're doing the right thing. We want everybody to be safe. Morning, Grace.
Good morning. Yeah, heartfelt sympathy to the two families involved. Look, I think a lot of workplaces and people that are commuting to and from work, a lot of workplaces are encouraging people to be safe, to have high visibility. And there's a lot of merchandise out there people can buy to increase their visibility on the road at night time. And it's even when people are pulled over, you know, ensuring that they've got the right PPE on. It sounds a bit ridiculous, but I think families need to be promoting a lot more safety for their loved ones that are travelling at night time, because people are working around the clock these days. They always have, and I'm sure your crew, you get into work very early in the morning, just having that good visibility. You know, and, you know, jackets and things like that. So there's so much information out there. People just need to be a little bit more informed.
Thanks, Grace. We appreciate that. I mean, so if my daughters were a little bit older, if they were 16 or 18 and they were going to, you know, a part-time IGA job or working at Macca's or that sort of thing.
Grab your scooter.
I wouldn't want them on the e-scooter.
Oh, you wouldn't want them?
Not in hours of low visibility, based on what we've heard.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean the technology's no good. It doesn't mean they don't have a place. I mean, I probably also wouldn't want them riding a bike. The thing about the bike is, I think we know where to look for bikes on the road because we expect bikes. The difference with the e-scooters at the moment is we don't expect them.
But how do you get to the stage where you do expect them? It's over time.
I don't know. I don't know. Really sensible calls. Thank you to everybody for expressing their concern and grief for the families who have lost. That is terrible. And hopefully we can work out a way to use this technology safely for all of the community's benefit. We appreciate your calls.
Triple M Breakfast with Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M. Newtown Toyota. Visit the brand new Newtown Toyota East Vic Park. Let their family look after yours.
We're the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here for a player chat
with Liam Duggan.
And nails it!
Liam Duggan, good morning.
Morning, Duggan.
Morning, boys.
Mate, where do we find you this morning? Have you been shipped off to Brisbane yet, or are you still in Perth?
Nah, still in Perth, mate. We're flying out about midday today, so we're getting ready for the trip. A big challenge coming up, but just enjoy the morning at home before we take off.
A big challenge? What do you mean? It's only the Brisbane Lions at the Gabba?
they're mediocre, aren't they?
It wasn't a great weekend, obviously. It was a tough going, and all of the commentaries started. What do you do at the club when everybody's talking about A, your performances, and then B, not so much whispers, but just there's talk about the coach and what the future might be longer term. How do you handle all of that, Duggo?
Yeah, it's interesting, Baz. It hasn't really happened at my time at the footy club. So this is new for a lot of us, and some boys have been through it before in 2010 that the boys have been speaking about. But the thing that comes to mind is you just got to stick together, and that's been coming through from those older blokes that have been through this. It's you've got to have everyone's back, and we're all in it together. So the poor performances have stacked up a little bit, and we're really disappointed with ourselves in that, and we've just got to help each other now to try and get out of this little rut.
Liam, when you're out there on the field and getting piped by over 100 points, what's happening out there on the field? Is everyone going to their shells? What's the advice? What happens?
Well, that's the challenge, X. Yeah, for sure. It is easy to go into your shell and get a little bit insular, and you know, blokes might start worrying about their own game and their own performance. But what we're trying to preach at the footy club is to stick outside yourself. We've got to do this as a team. No individual is going to pull us over the line in this sort of circumstance. So the team effort and the camaraderie that we're trying to build is all towards being able to play our best footy, our brand and our style. And we'll keep working towards that because that's all we've got at the moment.
Has there been any noticeable change in demeanour from the coach, or has he been angrier with you guys for the performance on the weekend? Because that's a couple in a row.
Oh, Simo's been really good, Baz. I can't fault him at all with how he's been able to handle the group and the situation that we're in, and obviously the pressure that he's probably feeling from the media and stuff like that. As you said, the stories are starting to be written, so we've got to help Simo out, mate. Our performance is on field, and there's no coach that can stop that sort of performance. So it is on us players, and Simo puts his hand up as well. So that in it together sort of stuff that I've been talking about, we're all in.
So confirming that Simo is just as good as coach as he was in 2018 as he is today. Just confirming.
Confirm.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, mate, you lose your captain this week too, which is another shocker.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, mate. It's Shoes, obviously, you know, we want our captain out there in these times especially, and there's no doubt he wants to be out there, but his body's just let him down a little bit this week, so hopefully it's only a minor one and we don't lose him for too long.
And do you think you go, is it back to the waffle top-up list? We read that the waffle...
There's no waffle this week.
No waffle this week. So obviously, yeah, the resis don't play because there's not enough players available. Are you likely to get some of the top-ups back into the team this week, do you think, for the trip to Brisbane?
Potentially, Baz, yeah. I think we find ourselves in one of those situations again where we're sort of using everything we've got at the footy club. So there may be a waffle bloke or two coming with us. I'm unsure of how we've actually gone with the selection and who we're bringing across. But, yeah, there's no doubt that that's definitely an option at the moment.
Let me know if you need a fat full forward.
Yeah. And getting fatter, I think, just quietly too. He could take up a defender or two. It doesn't get any easier, but the challenge is there, isn't it? We'll hear it on Triple M Footy on Saturday night from just after 5 o'clock. And we wish you all the best, Duggo. We'll see you back in Perth very soon. Good on you, mate. Go well.
Thanks, Alice. Look forward to it.
Cheers, mate.
Liam Duggan on Triple M. And don't forget, X-Man, there are more reasons to cheer loudly this footy season. And that's what we do. We cheer loud for the West Coast Eagles. You can help us out if you want.
We'd absolutely love our Newtown Toyota.
That's better.
You know, I haven't got the sheet either, mate. So we just duck weave, but I know it's Newtown Toyota. Let their family look after yours.
Beautifully said, X-Man. Beautifully said.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Now, X-Man, I'm going to have a day off tomorrow and Lockie Reed is going to slide in.
Okay, beautiful.
I've got a little bit of Lord Mayor business to attend to just for the one day. So this is my last chance to tell everybody, chemistwarehouse.com.au.
That's right, mate. Mother's Day. Get all the Mother's Day you need there. Shop at Chemist Warehouse. Huge Mother's Day fragrance sale now. Ends, of course, Sunday, May 8th. And I'm going to head right on in and get the Marc Jacobs Daisy 100 mils, $79.99. Em's not listening at the moment, so she won't know what I've spent there, knowing how cheap the discount is when you go to Chemist Warehouse.
What a beautiful surprise. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spend $30 or more on fragrances online to get free, fast delivery within 3 hours. T's and C's do apply.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
X-Man and I got into a little discussion yesterday. We were talking airlines.
Off the back of, I think we're talking about maybe going to Bali for Christmas or so. It was something from nothing. And we had a little dispute over airlines. And I reckon everyone who flies has an airline in their corner and one that they don't like off a particular experience that might have occurred. Yes. For mine, I'm hand up. I'm Virgin. I'm not even looking on the Qantas website. I'm dingling and dangling around the Virgin website to find a flight that might not be as convenient as the other one, but I'm taking that one.
And we'll get your thorough assessment of why you're a Virgin man in just a moment, because one of the things we discovered with this conversation yesterday is it's just about the classic 50-50. We appreciate there are other airlines, but it's kind of our market is built as the big two. There's Jetstar and there's other options and then there's internationals and all of that. But in Australia, it's kind of one or the other. It's almost your classic 50-50. So you're a Virgin man mainly because of a bad experience with the other?
Yeah, a bad experience, Basil, when I was a young lad in the Big Smoke. No idea which way's up, really. And I got on a flight and put my bags underneath. It had the keys and stuff in it, everything in there. Ready to go, get to the airport, land, and my bag's been sent to another state. No phone, no wallet, no keys, no way of getting from the airport, no way to communicate with anyone. Gone to like turn up 3 weeks later.
1-3-3-5-3. We want to ask you this question this morning. Are you a Qantas person, and what are the reasons why you might be, or are you a Virgin person? I reckon, and I said this to you yesterday, for a period there I was doing Weekend Sunrise and I was flying every single weekend,
yeah,
and I was going over on one of them and coming back on the other.
Sharing the love?
Well, it was really around the times that suited, the flight times, and got me home sooner and all of that sort of stuff. Very little separating them. I probably lean more the Qantas way.
Yeah, you're a Qantas man.
Well, you know, there's not much between them. And if you had to get on a plane and you've got to get to where you're going, I mean, really, they do. You want to get there safely. That's the most important thing. But I'd probably be Qantas. They were the first in Australia. They were the original. They've got the safety record. Virgin sort of came in after Ansett.
Yeah.
There was a time then when one was coming and going, whereas Qantas has sort of been there rock solid all the way through. So we want to get you involved in this one. We've come up with a name for it. Here it is.
Triple M Breakfast 50-50. Qantas or Virgin?
Mark, good morning.
There you go.
Going well, mate. We're talking 50-50s. Qantas, Virgin, pretty much Australia's airlines. Hey, where do you sit and why?
Qantas, mate. Just doing a lot of FIFO in the past. I always found them better service. Heaps more points, you know. Doesn't take long to get up to Gold Class. And a couple of times you're on Virgin and, you know, in the morning breakfast is a packet of gravel, we used to call it. It was like bird save and all that sort of stuff. And that was your breakfast with them, you know. With Qantas, you get a half-decent food and that sort of thing. I just thought they were better.
Okay. Righto, Marky. Qantas for you. While you're out the door, mate, on the way out, Coles and Woolies is the other one we thought of yesterday when we were chatting. Are you one of those two?
Coles, mate.
Coles. Coles,
is it a matter of just being close or you're...
Yeah, pretty much. It's convenience more. You stick to your local. I know where everything is. It's just in and out. It's quicker.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Very interesting. Ryan's in Hammond Park. Ryan, Qantas or Virgin?
It'd have to be Qantas. I've never actually flown a Virgin, but if I'm just choosing purely on the name, it would just be Qantas, I reckon.
Just on the name, what? Safety, reliability, longevity, those sorts of things?
Or is this the gag? Oh,
well, one's called Virgin Airlines.
Yeah.
But,
I thought it was a bit of humour.
Yeah.
He's pretty happy with his gear.
Ryan, very self-amused. Woolies or Coles while we're there, Ryan?
Yeah, Woolies as well. You got to get those Woolworths rewards.
Okay.
Cheap fuel.
Cheap fuel, there you go, Rhino.
Ryan's having a little giggle in the back.
Yeah, he's happy with his Virgin gag. I don't mind it. Holly, good morning.
Hello.
Mate, stay away from the Virgin gear if you can this time round. Virgin or Qantas?
Qantas.
And why, mate?
I think the Virgin have squishy seats.
The seats are no good.
Seats, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. That's three for Qantas.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
I've been railed.
While we've got you, Holly, Coles or Woolies?
Coles. I'm all about the flybys.
Flybys. Right. So you're one of the only people I've ever heard that when they go, do you have flybys, you pull it out and tap.
Absolutely.
What do you get out of the flybys?
Oh, my God. I get so many Kmart and Target vouchers.
Okay.
Thank you, Holly. Steve-O, Shani, just play the sting for him.
Triple M Breakfast, 50-50. Qantas or Virgin?
Which one, Steve?
I'd have to go Qantas. I'd have to go Woolies. And the other 50-50 you could call would be Macca's and HJ's.
And which one?
I'd be a HJ's over Macca's myself. But, yeah, but that would be a 50-50 call you could do with people.
There you go, Steve. That's four calls for Qantas, eh?
Yeah,
four,
mate.
Out of four, and they all went Qantas.
I might be sitting on the next flight to Bali by myself.
Well, you get an upgrade easier. There's good news.
The internet is a wonderful thing. You can order almost anything and get it delivered. Like when you spend $30 or more on fragrances at Chemist Warehouse online, you'll get free fast delivery within 3 hours. Terms and conditions apply. But your mum's love, that's unconditional.